sinners lost and lonely, Jesus' blood can make you free, for He saved the worst among you, when He saved a wretch like me. Yes, I know Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know, yes, I know Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. To the faint He giveth water in the desert, turns the night to golden day. And I know, yes, I know, Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know, yes, I know Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. In temptation, He is near thee, holds the powers of hell at bay, guides you to the path. Yes, I know Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know, yes, I know Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. It's the blood of Jesus.
Have your Bibles this morning, book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 16.
Amen. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 16. I'm going to read verses 13 and 14, and it says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quiet you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning for the Word of God, and we ask You to help us. I pray to be an able minister of the Word of God, speak to our hearts. And Father, just put Your hand upon us this morning and lead and guide and direct. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Here, as Paul is closing out the first letter here to the Corinthians, the first the epistle of 1 Corinthians, here in this 16th chapter, he gives this exhortation here. These words of exhortation. And to give an exhortation is, it's an address that's given of communication, emphatically urging someone to do something. It's an encouragement to action, to do, and to hear what's being said. And I thought, as the exhortation is being given here by Paul, he's not just telling them, try to be strong and just take care and, be strong, keep the faith, try not to. I mean, that's not what he's doing. But he's putting an emphasis here as he's talking to them. He's emphasizing these words that he is saying. And I thought about the coaches and whether it be football or basketball or baseball, and they're getting ready. And, the football coach, I just, when he comes into the locker room, he said, he don't go in there and say, all right, boys, if you feel like it, give what you can. Don't worry about it. Just get out of there and just try not to get hurt now. And that's not what they say. They're looking to give an exhortation. They're looking to, to build them up. That they might be big underdogs. There may not be one person in that stand out there that's expecting them to win. But the coaches in there telling them, boys, I'm going to tell you, there ain't nobody in this place give you a chance to win. But if you do what you're supposed to do, and if you'll do like you've been taught, you've been trained, and you'll go out there and you'll give it everything that you've got, because they don't think you can win. But we know we can win. But what we got, and he proceeds along those lines. And you know what Paul's doing right here? Paul's telling them, because, see, Paul recognizes and he knows what's ahead. He knows what's coming. And amen, here's the thing with us. If we've been a Christian very long, we might not know exactly what's coming we can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, but we've already been through enough yesterdays that we know that, the Bible knew what it was talking about when he said that in this world that you're going to be here a few days and it's going to be full of trouble. And so what he's doing here, he's giving them some exhortation, some encouragement. You know what? We need some encouragement sometimes. We need somebody, to encourage us and to help us along. And so what he says here, as he gives them this exhortation, the first thing that he tells them is he says, be watchful. Be watchful. He says there in verse number 13, watch ye. And so God's people, then and now, he said, be alert. Be alert and be cautious regarding life. Some people, and we've seen them, and we've maybe even done it ourselves, and maybe sometimes we slip back into these things, and if we're not careful, but listen, living a careless Christian life will lead us to places that we do not want to go. To be careless about life. And so he's telling them to be watchful. Because if we're careless, we know that as a Christian, we won't be very far down the road, and there'll be some areas of our life where we will suffer some defeat because of our carelessness. Because there's a lot of temptations that's in this world, a lot of just philosophies in this old world. And, that folks got some philosophies, and, if you just listen to them and you take them at, just face value, listen, you say, that sounds pretty good. Like I think I've said before, I heard some fellas discussing at work one day, and I'm talking about they wasn't none of them church folks. Some of them hadn't never been into church. Amen. And they was discussing how different people believe. And one fella, he said, I like that. I like that. Another fella looked at him, and amen, the fella, he probably hadn't been in, I don't know at that particular time if he had ever graced a church door, but he looked at him and he said, what difference does it make if it ain't the truth? You can like it all you want to if it's not the truth. And see, a lot of philosophies, a lot of things people, they thought, well, I'm just going to believe this. Amen. We'll see. Amen. Paul said, don't you do that. He knew the things that had been taught and preached in the Word of God. And so he said, be watchful, because there are many philosophies that the world sends out. So he said, guard your heart with tenacity. Proverbs tells us in Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Well, those important things, what's so important about keeping our heart? Because, amen, that's where the issues of life come from. The Bible tells us it's not what goes in the man that defiles the man. It's what comes out. Because where do they come out of? When things come out, where does it come from? It comes out from our heart. And I'm gonna tell y'all, and I've said this many times before, and y'all know it's the truth. There's some things that's come out of your heart at different times that you didn't even know was in there. Until it just, something happened and it came out. And he said, watch, be careful, guard your heart. And so keep our eyes open. Keep our eyes open. And most of you in here will get this right here, because they are paving Highway 181. And they didn't do it a day too soon. And so I got to where if it's dark when I leave here, I go through Ponce de Leon and go around that way to go home, because I didn't want to drive on 181 in the dark. Because in the daytime, when you drive on 181 in the daytime, you know what you do? I mean, you're riding along there, and whether it's me driving or Pam driving, and both of us have done it, we go along there and boom, it's, oh, I didn't see that one in time. Because boy, it's full of potholes. I mean, it's got potholes connected to potholes. And there's places when you go home, amen, you hope ain't nobody coming so you can switch lanes and drive on the other side of the road for a quarter mile. And see, life's the same way. Every one of us, we've been going through life, and amen, we've not been as watchful as we needed to, and all of a sudden, we drove up on a pothole in life that we didn't see, and boy, we hit it. Boom. Maybe it knocked the front end out of alignment. Maybe it caused us to wreck and to be stranded. Maybe it blowed out the tire. Amen. Because listen, I was headed home one Wednesday night, I think it was, and we got up there pretty close to 81. And guess what? A young lady that we knew, you know what she had done? She had hit one of them potholes. And amen, when she did, it dented her rim and blowed the tire off. And we was out changing the tire. Amen. Because she hit a pothole. She didn't see it. It was dark. This old world. Paul said, be watchful. Be watchful. Be careful. And so, amen, it matters what we watch. It matters. That's what's that song, Little Eyes, Be Careful What You See, Hands What You... Amen, it matters. And so he said, be watchful. But then he said, stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. Be faithful. Be faithful. God's faithful. God's always faithful. He said, be faithful. And so he said, be faithful in your Christian profession. What's the world looking for? Amen. Same thing they was looking for about Jesus, the scribes and the Pharisees. They were constantly looking and watching. We're gonna find something right here to trip him up. They'd ask him questions. I mean, you ever, as a Christian, yeah, and boy, I have as a preacher, I've had folks come ask me, they say, I want to ask you a question. And it's a question that, and they felt like either way that you answered, they was gonna have something to say. But see, in reality, they don't have any, the question, they don't care about the question. That's not why they're asking the question. They're not looking for an answer. They're just looking for some way to trip up the Christian, to find some inconsistency so they can say, yep, that's what I thought. I mean, that's what they was with Jesus. I mean, they thought they had him. They said, ask Jesus. They said, here we go. Do we need to pay tribute to Caesar? He said, well, hand me a coin. Whose inscription's on it? They said, well, Caesar's. And he said, well, he said, you give to Caesar what's Caesar's, and amen, you give to God what's God's. Amen. Amen. Looking. The questions. Be faithful. Be consistent. Because, amen, this world, they're looking for ways and inconsistency. And when we're inconsistent. And God, help us. We have to deal with this old self and this old flesh. And we're certainly not perfect. And amen, we stumble and we fall at times. But God, help us. He said that, amen, if we sinned, that if we would confess our sins, that He was faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But the world's looking. He said, be faithful. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. And you know what? Listen, and God help us. Here's, because I've seen this too. I've seen folks, you know, I've heard Christians talking. Most times it was Christians that were, I mean, they were Christian, they were saved, and they had good intentions, but they were baby Christians. And they was excited about, I think, you know, and they talked about what they would never do. How, boy, they wouldn't give in to this or give in to that. And, you know, and I couldn't help but think about Peter. You know, Peter got that place too. In paraphrasing, what he told Jesus was, he said, I don't know what everybody else is going to do. But he's going to brag on Peter a little bit. He said, I don't know what everybody else is going to do. But he said, I am ready to die with you if that's what it takes. They all might run off and leave you. But he said, I'm ready to die. But you know what? Peter thought he was here in his Christian walk. Turns out he was way back yonder. He trusted in that old flesh. And we have to be careful. We cannot trust in flesh, but we need to be faithful. Amen. But see, Peter stumbled. He denied Christ. But amen, God forgave him. And God used him mightily. But we need to be faithful. Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 4 and 14, hold fast our profession of faith. Hebrews 10 and 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't compromise. Don't deny the faith. Be like the psalmist. The psalmist said in Psalms 57 and verse number 7, he said, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Amen. Boy, we need a fixed heart. Amen. We need it fixed upon God. Peter, he did stumble and he did fall, but amen, he got back up and God, amen, filled him with the Spirit and amen, he went on to preach. And of course, the history tells us about Peter that when they actually was to execute him, that he asked to be executed upside down. Hang him on the cross, he said, but hang me upside down because I don't deserve to die the same way my Savior did. Boy, he came a long way. He was faithful. God said, he said, be faithful. And here Paul's telling him, he said, you watch. And he said, be faithful. And then he says, quiet you like men. Quiet you like men. Now these words are translated from one Greek word and it carries two thoughts. It carries the thought of having a good character, being mature. And the Corinthian church, if you'll read and look about them, a lot of things could be said about them. One thing that they wasn't very good at, and that was being mature. They were being immature. We would say they'd be childish about some things. And he said, be like men. Have good character. Be mature. Grow up into Christ. And be mature Christians. And God, help us today. We need to grow up into Christ. We shouldn't be the same place we were when God saved us. We should be making progress. Now, when we get saved, amen, we're babes in Christ. Listen, there's a lot of things that have changed in my life over the years. Amen. Not because, amen, I wasn't saved then and now I, you know, 20 years ago and now I'm better saved. I was as saved then as I am now. But amen, there's just some things that's been let go. There's some things that's been trimmed off. There's some pruning that's been done. Amen. Because we're trying to make some progress. We're getting farther down the road. And amen, all along the way, God's had to kind of show me some things that, well, that ain't as important as you thought it was. And I'm not even talking about sinful things necessarily. There's some things sometimes that they're good things. I mean, we just get them out of whack, out of proportion, and they become a hindrance to us. And God said, we need to move on. Mature. Growing up. I mean, a lot of things happen in the church. I mean, boy, in the church world, and probably everybody here has seen and known of things that has taken place in the church and that has resulted in splits and hurt feelings and all of those kind of things when, amen, it shouldn't have. But, amen, you know what a baby wants? A little Emran, mom and daddy keep her sometime, and they'll tell you, boy, she's just the sweetest, precious thing. And she is. But you know what she wants? She wants her way. She wants her way. I think it was just maybe Friday. She looked at Mama when Mama told her something. She looked at her and she pointed that little finger and she said, no. That sweet little... She can't say too many words, but there's a few that she's learned. Because she wants her way. You know what Jesus said when he was dying on the cross? They looked about Jesus and they said of Jesus that He saved others. Let's just sit back, and I'm paraphrasing, but He saved others. Let's see if He can help Himself. But you see, He wasn't up there because of Himself. He was there because of me and because of you. He was there for others. We live in a world that says, amen, boy, you just take care of yourself, and if you can help anybody else along the way a little bit, that'll be all right. But amen, you need to take care of number one. The Bible tells us that, amen, we're to help others. Amen, not be self-centered. Listen, I've been selling for the last 2 days, Friday and Saturday, in Ponce de Leon, and I had a black man that stopped by yesterday, and he was talking, boy, he was just happy as he could be and going along there looking, and I can't even remember what it was said, but he picked up a little bit of stuff and he got it, and somebody said something to him. He said, I think I know somebody that might need this. And they got to talking, and he said, God's been good to me. He said, I just like to do stuff for other folks. Amen. He said, God bless me. Amen. He said, some folks might think I live like a king. He said, but I'm just interested in just helping other folks. He said, just doing what God wants me to do. Amen. Helping other folks. God help us. He said, so be manful, have a good character. And he said, like men, the second part of that is to be courageous. Have courage. Have courage. We need to have a courage. We don't do a lot of things sometimes because we fail in the courage department. We kind of back out of it. But the Bible tells us to be courageous. If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, there's a lot of people can be against us. But amen, but who can stop us? Amen. Elijah had a lot of prophets. It was just him by himself when he prayed to God. But guess what God did? God sent down the fire. And while I'm not able to do that, God still is. God still is. So he said, be courageous. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. God help us to have in our heart and in our mind a realization of who we've believed in, who we've trusted. We're talking about God. Do I believe that God said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light? Do I believe that in the beginning that, amen, this world that was made, amen, it was made out of things that do not exist, and God spoke it into existence? Amen. And He made it all in 6 days, and He prepared it. And amen. And He put us here. Amen. Is that what? Do I believe that, amen, God did that? I do. I believe every word of it. Amen. Do I believe that Jesus came and died, amen, for my sins to pay the price? I do. Amen. Do I believe that God loved me so much that He sent His Son? I do. Well, God help me to take courage and know who I've believed and what He's able to do and be courageous. Paul said, you're going to have to be courageous. He knew. Boy, he knew the old world that they lived in, and there was going to be some things that was going to be hard for them to do. But he said, well, what he was telling them was, we might put it this way. Tell y'all what now, this is what the football coach would tell them boys. He said, we ain't no bunch of cream puffs. And that's what Paul's telling them. He said, listen, we don't need, we ain't trying to be mean and be ugly, but I tell you what, we're standing up for Jesus, for that which is right. And amen, when the whole, listen, when the whole world turns around and goes the other way, we're going to stand firm. We're going to stand firm. You know what last thing he said was, I think what he said, be strong. Be strong. Speaking about powerful, being powerful. How are we going to be powerful? Well, I won't turn and, we won't turn for the sake of time and read it, but if you look in Deuteronomy 11 and 8, it talks about what he tells them there about being strong, but you know how he, you know what he tells them how to get to be strong? To keep my commandments. To follow the word of God. And as we do, we can be strong. Amen. Strong in the Lord. We're not on our own. The Bible says, amen, that without Christ, amen, I can do nothing, but with Him, I can do all things through Christ who, what? Strengtheneth me. Paul said, be strong, be powerful. He said, listen to what God has to say. And boy, be courageous, be powerful. He said, he's giving them a pep talk, so to speak. He says, do all these things. Boy, I thought about, I've watched shows, I've watched some documentaries and stuff and heard talks and tales about them Navy SEALs. And, you know, and look at some of the things that they do, the training that they have to go through. And I can't even remember what it is, the percentage, you know, that don't make it through. But all those that make it through, and they do some things that, whew, it's just unbelievable what the human body can do and how disciplined you can be. Why are they doing that? Because they're getting ready for battle. They got certain special missions that they're going to have to go do. They're not going to send anybody else to do. We're sending this group right here to do because we know what the training is. We know what they, and we're going to send them because they're ready. They're ready to go. You know what Paul's really doing right here? He's getting them ready to go. He's getting to church. He's telling them. He's giving them instructions about what they need to be and how they need to be, that they need to be watchful, they need to be faithful, they need to be manful, and they need to be powerful because, amen, the church has got a job that nobody else can do. Amen. He said, I'm going to send you out in this world. You're going to have to live in this world. And he said, you need to be all of these things. I encourage you, he said, to be these things, to do these things. Amen. God will be with you. God will go with you. God will help you. Listen, he's telling them to do all this. And I want you to listen how he winds it up there in verse number 14. He said, let all your things be done with charity. Let everything you do be done with love. Be done with love. Boy, you take love out of the picture, it changes a lot of things, don't it? See, the Bible tells us this in John 13 and 35. It says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. He said, I want you to be watchful. I want you to be faithful. I want you to be manful. I want you to be powerful. He said, but in the mix of all this, he said, I want you to love. He said, I want you to love. You see, the thing about Jesus is, it's not, amen, that we love Jesus because, amen, somebody has got us by the nose and they're dragging us that way. It's because something's got us by the heart and it's drawing us that way. Amen, because we see what He's done and we love Him. And this morning, if you need prayer, if you'll stand with us this morning as we sing. If you have a prayer need this morning, whatever that might be, you come while we sing.